Hello and welcome to Anime Unveiled, a podcast dedicated to talking about anime in all its glory. I'm your host, Meg Burrell. Have you ever moved, immigrated somewhere, or know someone who's immigrated? In this episode, we will be focusing on some of the Canadians involved in anime and how that has impacted both the tourism agency, the Asian image, and immigration. Let me introduce you to the greatest Canadian, Martha Walden. Martha Walden is a Canadian who changed tourism forever. With her great leadership skills and enthusiasm, she is a politician who is the CEO of Destination Canada as of 2020. Destination Canada is a government-run Crown Corporation tourism agency which focuses on improving tourism and bringing people to Canada. Her career started off, like most politicians, in school. She graduated from West Point Grey High School as well as Harvard Business School. Martha also went to the University of BC with plans to become a journalist. However, instead, she took to law and received a Bachelor in Commerce degree. After she graduated in 1980, she took a job at Baker Lovick, an advertisement agency where she worked for 17 years. While there, she put her skills to the test and received many awards for her work, namely one from the Yellow Pages group. Despite being successful in the industry, Walden decided to quit in 1997 in order to spend time being a mother to her three children, ages 5, 7, and 9. Even while raising three children, Martha found ways to volunteer and help the community, combining both her love for being a parent and her strong passion to help and improve lives for others. Walden constantly found things to do, such as helping run a reading program for her children's school. It was 1998, and people were in high spirits. The Olympics had just ended, and Canada had just won the first silver medal ever awarded in women's hockey. People were ecstatic. Martha Walden and her children were no different. Martha's daughter, caught up in the rush of the victory, had taken an interest in hockey, and of course, Martha wasn't far behind her with a helping hand. Partnering up with the founder of the North Shore girls hockey team, Martha Walden turned it into a league. Dozens of new teams formed all across Metro Canada. Truly, wherever Walden went, change and improvement followed. She had taken her shot and scored. Martha Walden, having left her mark in the hockey industry, decided it was time to head back. She became the Marketing and Communications Director at British Columbia Lottery Corporation, or BCLC for short. At BCLC, Walden learned about how people perceive information, what risks they are willing to take, and strategy, which became skills that set her apart from her peers when she became CEO. Climbing the ranks, Walden soon became the Vice President of Strategy, Transformation, and Social Responsibility at BCLC. Finally, Martha Walden, having taken up a job opportunity given to her through an email one afternoon, became CEO of Destination British Columbia in 2014. Career paths are not linear, Martha Walden would say. You never know what works until you try, and try she did. Martha Walden was ahead of the times with her pragmatist ideals. She was reliable and knew how to get things done. She helped improve financial streamlining, produce world-class destinations and tourism packages, and marketed Canada as a four-season tourist destination, taking advantage of Canada's already beautiful scenery. Just within a year of her employment, Martha Walden was already making huge changes in BC. The tourism agency incomes peaked at $15.7 billion in revenue in 2015, which was a 5.3% increase from the year before. The tourism agency contributed $1.1 billion in provincial taxes, increasing 8.9% from 2014, and generated contribution to BC's gross domestic product with $7.4 billion, an increase in 5.6%. The tourism agency supports good jobs in rural areas, small towns, indigenous communities, and big cities from coast to coast, said Malene Jolly, Canada's Minister of Economic Development and Official Languages. Martha Walden, whose excellent track record in this sector will be a tremendous asset that will help steer Destination Canada throughout the recovery of our Canada's visitor economy. Malene Jolly appointed Martha Walden CEO of Destination Canada in 2020. Destination Canada, a Crown Corporation tourism agency, works to provide research and industry data to partners, equipping them to optimize business. Even during a global pandemic, Walden strives to make changes and help. After her appointment as CEO of Destination Canada, Destination Canada has partnered with provincial and territorial marketing organizations to invest $30 million to support recovering communities. By May 31, 2020, Destination Canada's new partnerships with provincial and territorial marketing organizations has led to delivering locally-led marketing and programs encouraging Canadians to discover their own backyard.
My dad's super huge, big climber, I am too, and Canada, especially BC, is quite literally like a global hotspot for climbing. Squamish is like one of the top destinations in the world, and he wanted to live 30 minutes from there.
This is Holly Robinson. Her and her family immigrated here from Ireland. It also shows how amazing Canada is as a tourism destination, as well as the Canadian culture.
I think it's just opened us up to more of an, like, I want to say like an outdoor way of living. Here we hike, we climb, we bike, we ski, we snowboard, we do it all. None of my family back home does any of that stuff. They have to travel to other countries to even like go to a ski slope, whereas I live like next to a mountain.
Now they are even making an advertisement using anime. It's an advertisement for a fast food chain called Tim Hortons and focused on showing off the Canadian scenery. Using the highest grossing anime film of all time, Your Name, Destination Canada shows off their ability to adapt and include a wider audience. The advertisement goes through some of Canada's most popular tourist locations, such as Banff, the Snowy Mountains, Niagara Falls, and more.
I'm Yuri Jin Talbot. I'm half Bermudian, half Korean. I'm from Bermuda.
This is Yuri. Her and her family moved to Canada.
Canada is already a really diverse country with many benefits.
Here, she is talking about some of the reasons why people should immigrate to Canada.
Canada seems to be one of the safest countries.
Tourism doesn't always lead to immigration. However, it promotes the image that others have of Canada, giving people a reason to immigrate. It also shows people why they should visit.
Canada is a very beautiful country with lots of places to visit. So this form of tourism helps our economy too, with people buying more things from local businesses.
Tourism supports one in every 10 jobs across Canada, and thanks to Martha Walden, those jobs stay. Someone who can contribute so greatly to Canada's economy, our image, and relationship with other countries, and still be the embodiment of being Canadian? That's Martha Walden. Thanks to the tourism agency, Canada is taking a second look at our environment, looking at endangered animals, dangerous locations, bad living conditions, and finding different ways to support them. What's more amazing than that? Canada is a team. When one of us falls, we're all there, holding out our hand, helping them get up. And if we can't see when one of us has fallen down, we disregard the minority. In that sense, the tourism agency is our image and our eyes, and Martha Walden is the one who leads them. You would be hard-pressed to find someone so devoted to letting others partake in the amazing journey of experiencing another's culture. Someone who is able to face adversity and take up a challenge, and someone who knows humility. Someone who is one of us. Martha Walden's influence isn't just within Canada. She impacts the world, changing the game just like in hockey. Martha Walden is the greatest Canadian. Thank you for listening to Anime Unveiled. I am your host, Meg Burrell. Special thanks to Yuri Jin Talbot and Holly Robinson for appearing in this episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to share with your friends. If you would like to learn more about Martha Walden, your name, the advertisement, or Destination Canada, I would encourage you to check out the links in the description. In our next episode, we will be taking a look into how anime shows historical events and teaches viewers, as well as taking a deeper look into World War II.